Welcome to the Game Mythology Podcast. This is episode 17, where we'll be looking at everything E3. We missed a couple of weeks, but we're back.
Yes, we've been in hiding from Fox and the man. And
all three of us have beards today.
Yeah.
That's how we're back. Tara's not here because she's
and
in Los
fake
Angeles.
Fake noses and fake glasses, like those, you know, those like Groucho Marx glasses?
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
we're all wearing those.
This isn't a video podcast because we don't have the equipment either.
Just to disguise our voices.
So we're audio podcasting.
Nobody knows
just
who we are.
This week.
I know, that's very sad that we don't have that. But
can't see our beards.
We'll come back. We'll come back eventually.
So hopefully, we'll try and not shave them for when we come back to the video podcast so you can see them. But no promises.
This week was a big week for games.
Mm-hmm.
E3.
Yeah.
That's right.
How excited were you?
Super excited.
Let's not talk like specifically into it.
Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was excited. I've been busy, but I've been trying to catch up with things at night time, so I might have missed a few things, but I'm
still... Yeah, I've definitely missed a couple of things. I haven't watched the whole press conferences,
like I've got them
lined up. But yeah, I wanna take a look at those, but I've been watching most of the trailers. I've been trying to post the ones that I watch and like and enjoy and whatever, yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is the Geek Mythology Podcast. We start the podcast with a little thing we like to call power every week.
Mm-hmm.
Playing, watching, reading. Andy G.
Oh, I get to start. Okay.
Ooh.
Taking it by the helm.
Excuse me, I just needed to burp.
Don't waft it over here.
I'm sorry.
Close.
I'm wafting it away. Waft away.
Gross.
All right, playing. I haven't been playing a lot. Of anything, really anything, maybe like iPhone games, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty shit.
That's still a game.
But I have been watching, the Game Grumps playthroughs.
Oh.
So I watched, what was that scary one?
Dread Out.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Asian horror.
Yeah,
Indonesian,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They're really good because they do like
just their
voiceovers of
stuff.
The, yeah. So that one, I've been watching a game being played, so we'll call it.
Yeah.
And also Wind Waker HD.
Yeah.
They're really funny with the voices and yeah, they're good. watching, I've been watching a lot of Cougar Town, actually.
Courtney Cox, actually.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up, to the end of season 5 and, Cougar Town's really funny and I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Penny Can. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Cougar Town fans will understand.
I bet I'm gonna sit here with
a blank face.
No, it's
if
so,
you could see if we had videos.
It's really good. It's like
that.
Parks and Rec. Just give it a chance and yeah.
No. You'll I can't watch
it. Post, it's not like
Post Friends Courtney Cox.
It's like
doesn't,
not like
doesn't
Parks
and
Rec. It's but
what have you been reading?
I've been audiobooking again. I went away last week to my mum's town, Foster, New South Wales.
Australia. Postcode.
I know. Excuse my language. caught the train up there and the bus and the train back. So I had a lot of time and I had a bit of free time just sitting around on the beach and whatever, if the weather permitted, which was really nice, actually. Took some good photos.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to the Divergent trilogy and I'm up to the third book, Allegiant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting. Like I liked the movie. I had never read the books before I watched the movie.
I haven't even watched the movie yet.
Really?
No.
Right.
I haven't found a good copy to
it'll come out.
Enjoy.
Yeah, it'll be soon.
Yeah. I've been listening to that because, I wanted to before the movie came out, then I didn't have time. Then I started listening to Hitchhikers and,
got
so
swayed into that universe.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's a really interesting, universe that this author has created in the Divergent trilogy and like the social system that they've set up, and that captured my interest in the movies. And now I've got to understand it even more. Thanks to the books. And the chick who does the voices, who reads it, she does sound like Shailene Woodley. So, yeah, it's really cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Well.
Playing, watching, reading. Yeah, I'm
You did it.
Yeah,
don't worry.
You finished. Good job.
Get
out of here. So, moi, playing. I haven't been playing any console games.
This is a PC Master Race.
No. iPad. right?
iPad Master Race.
i5.
Fair enough.
So the only game I am absolutely obsessed with is the Rage Quit game Geometry. When you're a little square and you like bounce over the triangles.
Is that the Impossible Game?
It's like the Impossible Game, except this one's like you bounce in time to like remix dubstep. It's fucking amazing. Oh, I'm sorry for swearing. So I played it and I was like, this is really hard. I don't want to play. And then like I'd go get myself a coffee or whatever and I'd come back and be like, maybe I'll just try one more time. And then like an hour and a half later, I was like, cool, I'm up to the second level now after like 1,000 goes. And I'm like, now I'm up to level 7. And there's coins that you have to collect if you do like secret pathways. Oh my god. I just, every time I'm just sitting doing nothing, I'm like, oh, I might as well play Geometry. And then I sit there for like 20 minutes, like,
yeah.
It's amazing. I love it. So I've been playing that, watching. The only exciting thing I watched was Game of Thrones because I like to keep up to date with that.
What an awesome episode that fucking
was. Oh, was so great. Was. Spoilers.
No spoilers.
Come on, Toby. Spoiler King.
I'm not the spoiler king. I know. I am. That was a really good episode.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah. The the big.
Yeah.
Say it. I won't say it. But the big thing that the big things come in on. If you
just say the giants, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So the giants are coming on the mammoths. And, yeah, oh yeah, my they god, sick, yeah. That was amazing. I was
the
like,
scythe as well.
And then that like crazy dude's like, giants are just stories, and they're all like looking at him like, there's a fucking giant right there, man. Anyway, so that was amazing. Oh. What else? Reading. The only thing I've read is textbooks this week because I'm right in the middle of my exam period. But
and how are they going?
I kicked my exam's ass yesterday. I did so good. I know I passed, and it was worth 50 cents. So I'm like, yes. So I did really well.
Worth 50 cents.
I thought you said worth 50 cents.
50 percent. So, okay. Those are the only things I'm reading. I've got two more exams left, Wednesday and Thursday, and then I am on holidays. So.
Freedom!
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 Yeah. So then I can watch all the movies and all the TV shows and play all the games. Last week I forgot to, we didn't have a podcast, obviously, but I played a shitload of Watch Dogs. So I did eventually, I did buy it, you know how it came on Tuesday?
Yeah.
I bought it on Wednesday. So I played, by Friday, I think I'd played 30 hours. So, I played the shit out of that. I've finished all the side quests.
I'm surprised you kicked your exam's ass if you...
I know, right?
Played 30 hours of Watch Dogs. Yeah. When did you have time to study?
Well, on the next day after I... Okay, so I finished all the side quests, so now I've only got the main missions to go. So,
it's very impressive.
Yeah, and I played a shitload of online. So much fun. I love playing online. But yeah, so that's what I've pretty much been playing. I need to, once my exams are over, I can go back, and I really do want to play a lot more online, like just the racing games are so much fun. I love the racing, and I love jumping into other people's game, not for hacking, but just for observation.
The trailing ones,
they're amazing, and like trying to fit in. And then this, the first time I ever did it, there was a guy standing in the middle of the road. Obviously he was looking at his phone. So I just stood there and watched him for the whole 100%, and I was like, this is fucking easy. So it's like, another one. And this time, the person was in a car and, like, just, like, smashing into everything. So then I kind of had to, like, follow them, and they were going, like, a million miles an hour, so I would crash into shit too. And then they did a mad, like, U-turn. They were like, oh, that car behind me is being crazy as well. So it got harder after that. But, I really, really enjoy it. Like, my heart is, like, beating so fast. And I'm, like, nervous. And I'm like, oh, my God, don't see me. Yeah, it's fun. I love it. Oh, awesome. Nice. So that's my playing, watching, reading.
Okay.
Finished.
Toby.
I've been busy this week.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a wonderful game I'd like to call FIFA 14.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What a game that is, right? Game of the year. Played The Wolf Among Us as well. I haven't finished that episode. See, I played it the night before E3 was on. Right. So, and I was getting tired, and I needed to, like, spend some time so I could, like, not sleep that day. So I could just watch these conferences, like, bang, 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 and not fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I tried to play The Wolf Among Us, and I played two chapters of the episode. It's only an hour episode, but I played two chapters, and I was like, no, turn it off.
Can't do that, yeah.
I wasn't, like, particularly...
Have a nap, yeah.
I wasn't particularly happy with the episode either. It wasn't very
good. Oh, really? Well, hopefully, you know, towards the end, the bits you haven't played.
Yeah, I've read reviews. Apparently, it's not good.
Right.
So, that's probably more of the reason why I stopped. I was like, this has no payoff at the end, apparently. So, anyway, I'll finish it before the new episode comes out.
Is there a new FIFA 15 coming?
FIFA 15. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about.
We'll talk about this soon.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
That's cool. I watched.
I'm sure that'll be one of your.
No, it isn't.
Ones you
no,
or do not.
It isn't. I'm sorry. Sorry to disappoint everyone listening.
No, that's good. You don't want to be a cliche.
I watched quite a bit this week as well. So, watched Fault in Our Stars last week.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that more later.
Mm-hmm.
I watched 50/50 as well. 50/50 is one of my favorite movies. If you haven't, if you don't know it, it's Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Evan Goldberg, and Seth Rogen directed, wrote it. So it's one of those, the duo.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen's in it as well. Anna Kendrick's in it. And I can't remember the other chick.
Yeah, who's the girlfriend?
I don't know.
I can't
She's
remember.
A bitch.
Yep.
Anyway, it's a great cancer movie. And so
it's fun. It's a super great cancer movie.
Well, in that
you're
genre,
gonna love it. No,
I really like these.
No, it's
movies.
A really good movie. Really well written. You know, it is about cancer, which sucks ass. But
it handles it.
It's
in
not
a
about
human
the
way,
cancer.
Though.
It's about how they.
It's how they.
It's
in, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, react yep. and.
That's right.
I also watched Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh yeah, I totally want to see that. Is it good?
Yeah, I
do. Yeah, cool.
What, how are you able to watch all of these things? Like, I don't understand. I can do like one.
I
thing
did
a
like.
Week.
Mm.
I think I watched Fault on last Wednesday, and I watched Edge on the Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I watched 50/50 on Friday. And yeah.
Watching a movie
oh,
is like an event for me.
I watched Divergent on the Monday.
Yeah.
And I also started watching Penny Dreadful this week too.
Right.
The TV show.
How about that?
It's okay.
Yeah.
I liked it at the start. I thought it was really cool. It's a really cool premise. It's in Victorian era.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's like... I'm not going to spoil it. I was literally about to spoil something. But
oh,
I held back, which was good. It's got like werewolves kind of stuff in it. It's very...
Mm-hmm.
It's very Order 1886. Like, you know, the game.
Yeah.
PS4. It's very like... Kind of
which
like
I'm excited about.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Yeah, oh, many times.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that soon too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. Very different. It's got Eva Green in it, and she's
right.
very good.
Yeah,
she's very good in it.
She is.
They really nail. They. It's weird because they kind of nail the accents as well. It's very, very
cool.
Victorian era London.
Well, she's British.
Yeah, but like everyone nails, isn't
right?
It's, yeah, it just it feels right.
Hmm.
And I've been reading a freaking shit ton over the last week. I read the Divergent series.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
All three.
All three.
Nice one.
I read Fault in Our Stars. Finished that last night, and I'm starting Looking for Alaska by John Green today. Been long.
Mm-hmm.
I read them, like I used the audiobook for the first two Divergents, Divergent Insurgent, and
mm-hmm.
then I read Allegiant.
Yep.
Just full stop. Because I didn't know how, I'm still like figuring out how I feel about Allegiant. I thought the ending was good.
I haven't finished.
See, look, people, I'm not going to spoil it, there's no spoilers, but people got really angry about the ending, and so did Tara.
Oh, well, I know what the ending
Tara
is, because Tara told me.
She told me.
After the movie, she was like, this happens. And like,
I would have lost it if she said
why did she
me.
Say that to you?
Because she just wanted to mess with me.
That's so rough. I'm really glad I didn't go to that previous
No, because I watched it, I didn't really care about it before it came, like when it was coming out. I hadn't read it. You know, I wasn't a fan of the series. But when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this is all right, yeah.
See, yeah, with the movie, it felt like there's such a big universe in that first movie, especially like setting up so much stuff. And it sort of skipped over the characters that I really, really
it
love.
It has to.
I know,
you know
it has to because
to
it's only
that,
2 hours.
But yeah.
But literally, my favorite character, one of my favorite characters,
yeah.
Uriah.
Yeah,
and
where was
he? He was like a brief mention in one scene. And I was like, they didn't even say his name.
Yeah, no, he's a really good character.
Yeah.
Like him.
But I thought the movie was
him
good.
Him and Christina are a lot more developed in the books than the movie.
Especially
yeah.
in certain stuff, they play like a really good role.
Yeah.
I think the movie's okay. The book was really good. Insurgent's my favourite.
Yeah.
My favourite of the series. Mm. Allegiant was good too.
Yeah, Insurgent was really good. How it all... Yeah, the
we have news about
amazing.
Insurgent 2.
Oh,
TV,
yeah? Cool.
From movie news,
can't wait for
that. Which was
really
exciting.
Yeah.
Fault in Our Stars was really good too.
Mm.
I did a review for Edge tomorrow on Respawn Ninja
mm-hmm.
and Fault on Respawn Ninja as well. And I said in the review that I'd come back and do like a review, a proper review, or like a little edit thing after I read the book so I could sort of compare it.
Yeah.
But it was very close. There was obviously a lot of stuff that they changed or sort of like maneuvered around
mm-hmm.
in the movie. But it all, it had like, it was the same story. There's a couple of characters I just completely ignored, which was fine.
Yep.
And
you teared up in
I
the movie?
I did. It was really sad.
Yeah. In the book as well?
More in the book. Because,
more in the
like,
book, yeah.
It was more well developed. And I also, after seeing the movie first, all I could see was Shailene Woodley and Ansel Elgort.
Right,
like,
right.
Ansel Elgort is really good, right?
All right, cool.
It was really, he was really good in the movie, and the wit was really perfect.
Oh, I can't wait to see him in the second book.
In Insurgent.
I know. Oh, man. Yeah.
We should fanboy this after this podcast. All right,
yes.
But yeah, no, I really like the movie. I think, especially like it's a cancer movie.
Yeah.
It's very, I have very personal connections to it as well.
I think we all do.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was really handled really well. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Power.
Cool.
I feel. Yeah. That's it. That is it.
Power down.
Let's move on to our game.
Oh.
I came up with a game.
Cool.
So I only have one thing that I'm excited about because obviously I haven't looked
at it. Wait, is this the game?
This isn't the game.
No.
Oh, are there's we doing... Hold did you just say the game? Are we doing the game?
The game, yeah.
As in the Geek the Olympiad.
The Geek Olympiad round.
Let me explain.
Okay.
So the game.
Okay, let's go.
This is going to be a little bit difficult
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's only been a couple of days since E3's game announcements.
Oh, fuck.
I want you to choose one game that was announced at this year's E3 that will be delayed before the end of this year.
Hmm.
And so we need to guess it, and by the end of this year, we'll know who won.
Yeah.
Right.
Even if we don't, we probably won't.
So something
win.
That we think is going to be delayed.
Yeah.
To come out this year or to come out next year?
Doesn't matter.
Either.
Yeah.
Okay.
The game announced this year.
Toby, you can go first.
Damn it, I haven't even thought of this yet. this is going to be interesting. There was a lot of really good games announced. I think I will choose Scalebound, which is a game announced by Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
which is exclusive. Comes out 2015. There was just cinematics and that was it. That's my choice, Scalebound.
Scalebound. Okay. Andrew?
Andy G. He's right into this too.
I'm trying to think about what I've watched, what I've heard about. What's developed enough to maybe get out in the near future but might have problems.
That's the thing with games. You just never know.
Yeah. That looked pretty good.
Just have a stab.
Mass Effect.
Well, it doesn't have a date yet.
No, it doesn't. So that I can't.
I reckon it'll be more like that. We'll see.
That's
more.
Probably 16.
2016, yeah. 2017.
So I can't choose that because it doesn't have a date.
Yeah.
What about Mirror's Edge 2? Did that have
that
a date?
That didn't have a date either.
No.
What about Call of Duty Modern Advanced Warfare?
You can pick that.
Yeah.
No, that'll come out because I'll just put it out even if it's not ready yet.
That's true.
What if they don't? What if they, you
they
know,
delayed it?
Yeah, delay
that'd
it
be
because
that'd be
no,
really
because
bad
they poop. Didn't delay 4, right?
And that was poopy.
Yeah, and that was shit.
4. Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Whatever.
One.
Whatever.
What?
Shut up.
That was amazing.
No, but didn't it come out and it was shit? And then
no, not Modern
what
Warfare
am I thinking
one.
Of?
Maybe we're thinking.
Are you talking about Battlefield 4?
Yeah,
that one. Yeah. Alright, never mind.
Fuck, I don't know. This game's hard.
That's why
it's,
I made
it's
it.
Easy
yeah, this
for
is
you
tough,
you've
man. You've been watching it all!
Every single
thing. Hey! I should have seen this game before.
You know.
Oh well.
I don't know.
Just take a stab.
We've been trying and we've been failing. Homefront 2? Homefront?
Okay, Homefront the Revolution comes out 2015.
Because fucking Homefront, the first one, was poopy.
No, it wasn't. It was really good.
It was
just really short.
It was fine,
really
but it was
short.
Very short. We finished it in like 4 hours.
Yeah,
mm.
It didn't take long to finish.
Yeah.
No. Not famous one.
Yeah. We didn't
okay, so Lels picked Homefront the Revolution.
Mm. What about Bloodborne? I haven't watched the trailer yet.
I can only guarantee that'll be coming out next year.
Yeah?
Yeah.
On time?
Yeah.
Alright, then I won't pick it then.
No, you can pick Bloodborne.
Just click it.
Fine,
click
fine.
Just click
I click it.
Okay,
click
you clicked it.
Clicked it.
Okay, so I picked Scalebound, you picked Bloodborne, Lel.
Do you know that it's going to go to shit? Like, are you setting us up to... You
no.
just want the points.
I just,
you're shocking
it's
us.
More, it's more the fact that, like, I want Bloodborne to come out next year.
Okay, fine then.
Yeah,
let's move on.
Make sure you write them down.
Oh yeah, I'll just listen to this podcast
all right, cool.
in a couple of years.
Yeah.
When the games come out in 2016. let's move on to Hemi's Headlines, which is not all of the news.
No, just the
just
news that matters.
Just the good stuff.
Yes.
The good stuff.
The
yeah.
stuff you
cash
need
rating.
To know and
trademark.
All the other stuff, forget about it. Hey, forget about it.
Okay,
wow.
go.
Vincent D'Onofrio will be playing Kingpin and Daredevil in the Netflix series.
What's he been in?
Nothing.
Why
he's
was
been
that
in
news?
Anything. Then why is that big
no,
news?
It's news because Kingpin, right?
Yeah, but we could have just posted about that on the page and would have been fine.
But we didn't. Rick Mail. Mail?
Mile?
Mile. I really screwed that pronunciation.
That's fine. Ding, ding, ding.
He's died at the age of 56.
Yes, that was a shame. He was most famous for Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
A lot of our generation grew up watching that movie.
That movie freaked me out.
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
I didn't like Drop Dead Fred. I thought he was really scary.
But I know that a lot of people, a lot of my friends were affected by it. Mm. So yeah, that is a big loss. Yeah, I can't tell you what he's been in recently, but... Yeah.
Still a big loss.
Yeah.
Let's move to movies.
Mm.
On the movie front.
Oh, I had something... I can't remember.
You can't remember.
It's fine. We'll move on.
So, the Dumb and Dumber 2 trailer's out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that premiered on Jimmy Fallon's show the other night.
It looks awful.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, that trailer, I sat there and I giggled once. And I think that was at the end.
Yeah, but they want to keep all the best stuff in...
I know, that's but not it's still, the premise do. Just looks really bad.
It's what know. Happens when you try and relaunch a franchise, you know, with the same actors. You know, it's a sequel, not a reboot.
I do enjoy Jim Carrey, but no.
I like both of them, but...
I'm not a fan of Jim Carrey.
I'll just put his face out there. Yeah.
He's fine in some movies, it's great, but I just think his level of energy, it never declines. Like, it never, like, it's always high. And I think watching a movie for like 2.5 hours. Eternal
Sunshine, man.
That movie is so good.
The only movie that I really love with Jim Carrey was...
The Grinch?
Kick-Ass 2.
No. Truman Show.
Truman Show was really amazing. That
was fantastic.
Me, Myself, and Irene. That's another really good one. No. I like that. The
ones where he's like...
My dad doesn't like his face.
Not as crazy. So. Those ones are okay.
Alex, my friend Alex, doesn't like his face.
Like, Liar Liar, I was a bit like,
Liar Liar's fantastic.
Just because he was so crazy the whole time, and it was a bit like, but annoying. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
What about...
He's fantastic, but I'm not the biggest... He's not my favourite.
What am I thinking of? Bruce Almighty. I love Bruce Almighty.
That was really good.
Great movie.
Let's move on.
I don't really like biblical movies
either. Awful Dumb and Dumber 2 movie, which I am not excited about whatsoever. Sigourney Weaver signed on to come back for Avatar 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, what's that about?
Like, do we remember, like, what she was...
Didn't she die?
I thought she did, right?
I'm pretty sure she died. I'm pretty sure they all did a ceremony.
Yeah, she died. I'm pretty sure they all did a ceremony around her dead body.
Well, she's back for 2, 3, and 4.
No, wait, let's just think about this. Did the tree bring her back? No, maybe she was... No, remember at the end of the movie, she's the big avatar and she's still got the beads in her hair? That is her. Remember when they were like...
Oh, so her human body died.
And she's an avatar now. But
she's now become... She's inhabited the artificial body of...
Yeah.
So she doesn't die in the next three movies anyway. Or at least the next two movies.
Okay. Well, she's a big blue person now. That's fine.
Yeah.
Blue person.
What are they called? Narbies?
Narbies. With an apostrophe.
So, I got this one. This one, you'll enjoy this one. Peyton Reed will be directing Ant-Man. Yeah. Ask me the question.
What else has he done?
He's done Yes Man and Bring It On. Adam McKay, who did Anchorman and Talladega Nights, will be rewriting the script.
Mm. I fucking love Talladega Nights. I like Baby Jesus.
Thank you, little Baby Jesus.
So good.
Yeah.
Star Wars, right? Mm-hmm. You know that Star Wars stuff.
What's Star Wars?
Wait.
There's three new Star Wars movies coming out.
Wait, is that the one like Shatner and Beam Me Up?
That's right, isn't it? What? That's like they trek like around the universe. Yeah. Don't they trek around the universe, warring?
They're really warring around, like they need to trek to different wars.
Okay, well, let's just drop this joke.
Josh Trank. Who did Chronicle and he's doing the new Fantastic Four. He's directing a Star Wars movie. He's not directing the first episode seven or the other one with Gareth Edwards attached to it. He's doing another Star Wars movie.
So there's going to be a second spin-off movie.
Yes.
Cool.
That's a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah, there's going to be... Now that they've opened it up for spin-offs, it's not going to stop. It's never going to stop.
It's going to be like milking. I'm going to feel really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel.
Is there some kind of like time thing like... Like there was an X-Men, how they can restart.
No,
they annihilated all of the canon, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't need to stick to the canon.
They can't or they anymore, could go they said it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, or they could go pre-canon and do prequels to
Or they could the just do side three. Stories and make a big thing.
Just have a Yoda like, side story.
Oh, love a Yoda coming up through the ranks of the Jedi. That would be amazing. Meeting Mace Windu as a young child.
Imagine Yoda's
him.
A little baby boy.
Oh, man. Boy, so like toddler Yoda. He'd be tiny.
Like a little squirrel. God.
That would be so cute.
So cute.
I want that. I'm going to write it. I'm going to pitch it to George Lucas.
Okay, okay. Go.
Yeah. We do that.
Yep.
George okay. R.
George, I know you listen. So hit me up.
This is the big news for Divergent.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Great.
Naomi Watts will be joining Insurgent and Allegiant.
Yep.
Guess who should be playing?
Some bitch character.
Evelyn.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a great match.
So,
without going into spoilers.
What's her face? Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet. She didn't die in the at the end of the first one.
But maybe
she just got pushed down. Because she's a big character in the second one as well.
She wasn't the head of all the factions. She was just part of the...
She was a part of the erudite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You watched it. Yeah, you watched the movie.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the ending of the book compared to the movie? Because it's quite different.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
So we can give this away because it's not like a huge spoiler.
No.
If you've seen Divergent...
In the book...
it's just four that's commanding the stuff.
Yes, but he's being made to
yeah,
by
made
so
with
so
the
in yeah in at the end of the movie, there's a room full of scientists
and shit, I forgot her name.
Triss.
It wasn't Triss.
No,
like that who plays Kate Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet. She's
Janine.
Yes.
Yeah, she's just prowling about.
Yeah.
She's
walking around, you know, making sure it all works
and she
you know,
ends up getting a knife in her hand.
Yeah, but then in the book it's Four
it's
who gets
four.
Taken over even
right.
though he's
it's just him in a little
yeah.
room.
Yeah, watching it all, making sure it's all done. But that's not a huge difference.
I guess they should
they but
just
they,
more
they did have that confrontation between Four and Triss trying to get
still,
him out.
And then the people were watching it.
Yeah.
I was a bit weirded out by that.
Like, why wouldn't
why.
They just shoot her when he stops? Why wouldn't they just shoot them both?
Yeah,
this, is,
a
the,
bit of
this is the thing
stuff in this movie.
About bad guys. They waste time. Oh, Batman, I've caught you. But now let me tell you about my master plan before I kill you. You know.
Just shoot
why?
Him
just
face.
Shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
Batman will never trouble you again. Just shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that was the questionable part.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.
I've escaped, but now I know your master plan, so I can stop you.
It's going to be interesting to see how they use Insurgent. Evelyn and Janine are very big in the next.
Well, the trial in the second one, it's not a massive thing.
Still,
so
we want to we're just saying the trial.
Mm.
Yeah. There's just going to be some important scenes in Insurgent that I hope they can nail. Because
yeah.
they didn't nail a couple of scenes in Divergent. And there's going
to
be a lot more.
Yeah, there just has to be... It's going to be difficult to show the emotional inward thoughts of
Triss. Yeah.
Because obviously in a visual context, you can't read their minds. That's what I loved about the books compared to the movie.
You get
You're
so much
hearing
more depth.
Triss's inner thoughts as she's going through all this. And obviously they can't
do that
well. It's going to be difficult with all that emotional stuff, but
we'll
hopefully
see how it goes.
The first
Comes
one was,
March,
was not bad. It was good.
Yeah, it was a good for a book to movie adaptation.
Mm.
Not the best,
no,
but still good.
Yeah,
watchable. Let's move to gaming. So instead of we got Hunger Games in November now.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
The Divergent movies in March, so it's like book to movie adaptations everywhere.
Yeah, YAs all over the place.
I love it. Anyway, let's move to gaming. So I asked you two to bring two games that were announced from E3 this year.
I brought one, sorry.
That's all right.
We're going to share one. But
I'll try and recount them if you,
mm-hmm.
There was a lot of stuff
right.
announced at this year's E3. And
I'm
sure there's a second one that I'm super
freaking
excited
ridiculous
about.
Ridiculous so much. Anyway.
So my first one, which I'm sure...
I know what it's going to be.
Guess what it is. It's Dead Island 2.
Yeah.
We're both super excited about it.
I'm so excited.
It's
interesting,
So it's in San Francisco, right?
California, right?
Yeah, it's very, apparently it's all of California.
It's
huge. So you know how we had in the first one you have the
parts of the island.
Yeah, it's going to be San Francisco,
should it be
LA.
Called Dead City instead now?
No, because a dead island doesn't necessarily mean it has to be on an island.
False advertising.
Well, I guess America's the island now.
So yeah, the continent. It's an island.
So it's being
technically.
Published by Techland, developed by Jaeger. I played Spec Ops: The Line, which was developed by Jaeger. Spec Ops is a very good game. I'm very excited for this game.
It should be amazing. Hopefully they'll have like online.
I've read
cooperative.
Some articles about it and who people who have played it. And it's not too dissimilar to the first two Dead Island games. They've just improved on what they already had.
Great.
So yeah,
That's exactly
that's
what I
really good.
want. If I love a franchise, that I want them to just come in and like change everything up.
Yeah.
I like,
Subtle
we just want to make
continuity.
sure we can play it together and play
Bugs.
well.
No bugs.
Well, you've got to expect some bugs in
There's a
everything.
lot of
So
bugs in the first
is
hour.
You
it is
can't
it only coming
be.
out on next gen or current gen?
Next gen. As far as I'm aware, I think it's next gen.
What are we calling it now? Toby?
Current gen.
Current gen. It's current gen. Sorry,
Every
that was my
time.
mistake.
It's so difficult.
It's fun.
Andy.
The Legend of Zelda. I'm super excited about a
That
new
was a really
legend
cool little
because they've
trailer.
got Hyrule Warriors coming out,
This
which
year.
is like waves of enemies coming at you,
It's
and you
like
just
Dynasty Warriors.
You're just fighting off waves of enemies. But the Legend of Zelda series has the next one, and it's like open world, and you can travel to any part of it from any angle. Like I watched a little clip on it on the
I really
announcement.
like that little announcement they did.
And yeah, it just
It was
looks
really cool.
amazing. It looks very Shadow of the Colossus, that you can just like kind of ride up to big enemies and you need to fight them and stuff, and
I want to play
kind
Shadow
of
of the
monsters
Colossus.
attack you out of nowhere. You get like random encounters like Final Fantasy and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm super excited about that.
What's your
That's
second one?
huh?
What's your second one?
Well, I couldn't think of one that hadn't been announced before.
Like a new
I
announcement,
think
yeah.
my excitement
If
for
you're gonna say Assassin's Creed, we get to that later.
no
Okay, good.
the oh, what's it called?
You're talking about Halo?
Not no, not the Order 1883 or whatever it is,
886.
1886, whatever.
How
It's
to
the
Train
other
Your
one.
Dragon
The
2.
Oh yeah, that's coming out
That's already
this
out.
month. What?
It's already out.
Oh, I gotta go watch it then. Did that come out
Yeah, and we hadn't
today?
seen it last week. Mass
Last week?
Effect 4.
No, because they were doing Mass Effect 4. That's what I'm excited about. Yeah,
Okay.
but that was that announced this week?
Kinda. It was kind of an announcement.
But they hadn't really.
They hadn't.
Real
They
Fishing
had
Pocket
conferred
2.
it.
Yeah, that one.
Fuck yeah!
Real Fishing. Oh
What was the other
no.
one you're talking
The Sims 4. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I watched that and I watched them
Online.
building
Goddamn
mansions and
Gladys, man!
stuff.
Did you watch that trailer?
No.
So many memes are gonna come out from Gladys. Gladys is a bitch.
What was it?
Tell me, tell me.
I like
It's
playing with
one
minions.
how you have a team and it's
The
like
Division.
The Division. Yes, my
Okay.
excitement for The Division has shot up to about 300% after watching that those two. The trailer, the cinematic
That was a
trailer, and
really
the
nice trailer.
gameplay, yeah, they were amazing. How like you couldn't see what was happening, and like everything was changing really fast. It was seriously amazing.
Okay, I'll
Yeah,
have a look.
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah,
So,
super excited for
the
that, and
two
it
that I was
looks
really liked.
co-op as well.
So, what are
Yeah, it is.
your two most anticipated
I've got
games?
three,
Oh.
but like these are gonna be obvious anyway. So first of
FIFA
all,
15.
no, FIFA isn't even listed in this, right? Little Big Planet 3.
Yeah.
I
Cool.
love
You
Little Big
love
Planet.
Little Big Planet? Yeah.
Absolutely love Little Big Planet. It was so weird how they announced it. It was kind of like these four people came out on stage and it came up in the background. That just said Little Big Planet 3. No trailer. These people just came out and they're just like, hey, we're going to show you Little Big Planet 3. And it's got three new playable characters, Oddsock, Toggle, and Sparrow, I think. As well as Sackboy. It looks really fun. Every single level that's been made online in Little Big Planet 1 and 2 will be playable day one for Little Big Planet 3. That's 8.7 million levels
Wow.
available day one. Plus, it's for PS4. So, comes out in November. And that was really goddamn exciting. I was so happy when I saw
Awesome.
that. Another one is Bloodborne, which is the one Andy was just talking about for briefly.
Yep.
Saying that it
So, it's
looks
made by the guy who did Dark Souls 1 and 2 and Demon's Souls.
So it's going to be one of those really, really hard ones?
Yes, really hard, but it's in a new era. This guy's a shotgun. He has like this scythe kind of thing.
Cool.
It looks really, really awesome.
I'm
going
to have to go back and like look at all these trailers because they all sound amazing. I just haven't had bloody time.
Well, if you want to, you should start on the Geek Mythology Facebook page where we have posted many of the trailers that have come out.
Yeah, okay.
And even the full conferences from EA, Ubisoft, Microsoft,
really?
And
that's amazing.
Sony.
I'm going to be looking on our Facebook page then.
Yep.
I'm just going to
jump on facebook.com/geekmythologypc.
Nice.
Okay.
Bloodborne is a PS4 exclusive, by the way. It comes out next year. And of course...
No, it's not going to come out next year.
Oh.
Oh, if it does come out next
year,
it'll come out late next year because it'll be delayed.
It's also by From Software as well, who made Dark Souls and such. And obviously the big one for me was Uncharted 4, Thief's End.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm brimming with excitement about that game. Been talking about it for a long time.
That little teaser trailer was really good. It was like,
it's gonna be really
it gets
dark.
You up, right?
It's going to be
yeah,
very
yeah,
dark.
Yeah.
Lots
of
and
pirate
this could
booty.
Be the end of Uncharted. This could be the
I
last one.
I love booty.
No, it's not going to be his end. It's going to be following in the footsteps of a thief who ended there.
We'll see.
It's not going to be
my
the
my opinion,
end.
I think this could be the end.
It could be the end of those characters, but it won't be the end of Uncharted.
If it's the end of those characters, it's the end of Uncharted.
No, they'll have spin-offs.
They can't. Unless it's Sully.
They can. They can. You say they can't because you don't want them to.
Exactly.
But they definitely can.
The Uncharted name is bristled with Nathan Drake and Sully, like the Tomb Raider name is too.
Yeah.
With Lara Croft. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you can't have a new Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. That one as well.
Yeah.
Was that excited before?
That just keeps like blowing over my head. No.
Slipping through.
There was a domain registered a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That,
and
I'm so excited. The Rise of Tomb Raider?
Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. Yeah, yeah.
Rise of the Planet of the Tomb Raider.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Shit.
2015.
Yeah.
Lots of good games in 2015.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be delayed.
This is good. Yeah, next year is going to be the
but speaking of next year, we can talk about October this year too, which apparently every single game and its dog's coming out in October. Let me bring up my iCal, and I'll
so
tell
it'll
you what's
be out. It'll be October this year, about March, so like our autumn, but they're spring.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what comes out in October. These are the big games. On the 7th of October, Alien Isolation comes out. On the 8th, Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor comes out, and Drive Club. On the 9th, Dragon Age Inquisition comes out.
Oh, yeah, that looked all right as well.
On the 21st, Evolve comes out. On the 23rd, Battlefield Hardline and the Evil Within comes out. On the 28th, Assassin's Creed Unity comes out.
Cool.
And on the 30th, Sunset Overdrive and WWE 2K15 comes out.
Wow, that's a big month.
I can't wait until we play Unity. Have you seen the trailer for it?
No, I told you.
All right.
You're the worst. Let's get to our discussion topic, which is, of course, E3 2014. What's happened? I've got a couple questions to ask you. First of all, what are your favorite games from the show? Lel, you can make it up.
Wait,
Fallout
what was
4,
the question?
Right?
What was the question?
Favorite games from the show.
Yeah, where's Fallout 4?
Fallout 4 is coming. Eventually.
Yeah, but they fucking announced that, Grand Theft Auto is coming out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
That's cool.
Fantastic. Can't wait to play more GTA. When are we ever going
to
get
a
new
GTA
Red Dead Redemption? Or a fucking new Fallout. Can we please have those two? Because they're the only
two
games that...
But Fallout's Bethesda.
That's fine.
Red Dead 2 will come out eventually. I'm just glad GTA is coming out because I want to play some GTA Online. I don't have it on PS3
I
want to
play Red Dead Redemption and Fallout 4.
You heard it, Toby.
Yeah.
Back off.
This is a terrible question. Yeah. I'm sorry. What are your favourite games from the show, though? Like...
Are we talking about E3?
Yeah.
This E3, yes.
Halo.
Which one?
Assassin's Creed.
So Halo Guardians is coming out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
Halo
5 Guardians.
Actually, I am pretty psyched for
and then they
Halo
also
Guardians.
Announced a
Master
Chief
collection.
Thank you, Toby.
Sorry, I'm excited about this.
Master Chief collection where they're remastering all four.
Yeah, I saw that.
Original
and you can
Master
play them
Chief
on
games.
Their own different platforms.
Yeah.
Like he said, the guy that was saying it, I saw a little
Can you
clip.
Play it on the original
so,
platforms?
Like you can... put the one disc in and it plays them, but you can play online against other people. Like, say if I'm playing on my Xbox One or whatever, and then I wanted to play Halo 2, which is an Xbox 360 game, apparently I can play another player that's playing on the Xbox 360. That's what I got out of it. Is that right? Or am I fucking making that up?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
They didn't say that specifically. What I got from it is that all four games are on the one disc, and you can cycle between playlists. So instead of having... you choose Halo 1 to go into, or Halo 2, you can make separate playlists for each different game.
So you can play, like, levels, but you everything can mix and match.
Everything is unlocked from the beginning. You can, right. Everything's unlocked from the beginning, so you play every single play level you want. You can. There's over 100 maps. Six are getting remastered for Halo 2 Anniversary. Like, so they're getting, like, the special treatment. Yeah. But there's over 100 maps that you can play.
Can't wait to play Halo 2.
There's also playlists, so you can do from Halo 1 to Halo 4, like, just a single player. And right. There's apparently an achievement for that, if you go bang, bang, bang. Just right. Play through the whole game.
That's going to keep a lot of people up for a long time. Yeah. I might kill people with, like, energy drinks and...
Yeah.
Wait. Continuous gaming.
Yeah.
For the whole 4 games. Is that what you're saying?
So there's a playlist.
You can't pause it and turn it off and then come back.
You can, but I don't know. They didn't go into like super specifics about it. But say you want to play all of the Arbiter levels in Halo 2 and then you want to go to like the end of Halo 3 or the end of Halo 4, you can make a playlist with that. Or you could, if you want to play multiplayer games, you can click, hey, I want to play Halo 1 maps and Halo 3 maps. You can do that.
I'd love to do like a, almost like a shuffle. Like do the whole, all 4 games and just shuffle it. So it'll be like, it'll just jump you wherever.
So it'll go to like a Halo 1 map and then later on you'll play a Halo 3 map.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's really cool.
That's what I'm excited about. Mm. So much Halo. Screw Call of Duty,
I'm very excited about Halo.
Andy. I'm really excited about those games I mentioned before, Zelda and... Yeah, Assassin's Creed Unity, I'm super excited for. Dead beautiful. Island, I'm looking forward to because they're multiplayer games, which there has been a distinct lack of.
No, you don't mean multiplayer, you mean cooperative.
Yeah, there's just not enough around that.
We've played all of them.
Yeah, well, pretty much.
We've played all of them. All games. Like the AAA titles. So
you know, we love Dead Island, we love Halo, we love Assassin's Creed, and now we get to play together on Assassin's Creed.
That's really cool.
So you can go off into one direction and I'll go off into mine, and we can like go find shit and like collectively get everything.
And distract guards while the other person slips through.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And a lot of buildings apparently open in this Paris.
Apparently you can go into... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite game.
Wait, when does that come out?
October
28th.
Yeah.
Very soon.
What are we doing on October 28th?
So I have to pre-order that one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they announced the editions for that.
Okay.
Oh, something I'm already I'm excited for as well. The Destiny PlayStation 4 pack. It's like a white PlayStation 4.
Glacier White. How beautiful.
Yeah.
Is it?
If I'm gonna get one, I might just wait.
It right now.
Yeah.
I need to get on it right now.
Yeah, I should do that when I'm in at work on Sunday.
Yeah, you better do that, or else it will sell out. I reckon that will be very quickly sold out.
Because
it's beautiful.
So it'll be good because then it'll give me time to save up for it. Because I definitely can't afford it.
Plus, there'll be limited edition white ones, I think, unless you can buy two. I don't think so. My favorite games from the show: Little Big Planet 3, of course, Uncharted, Order 1886.
Yeah, that looks really good.
I'm really excited about that game.
And The Division as well. Yeah. Super excited for that.
Yeah, Division.
Yeah.
But like Order is like my thing 110%. Like I've not seen something as gripping as that. Plus PS4 exclusive, so I'm happy.
I hope it's not like Thief and like it comes out more like
it's more or less
because that looked amazing before it came out.
You're talking about No, I don't think it'll be at all. I think Sony have a good project in place when it comes to if the game's not ready, they'll delay it.
Yeah.
Unlike Thief, which was just broken.
Yeah.
Biggest disappointment, the thing that didn't happen, and I know what yours is already.
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 and Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, Fallout 4 was...
That's extremely disappointing.
Super, super disappointed.
It's like another year we have to wait to see if anything happens again.
Well, it could get announced this year. You don't know. Bethesda, I haven't seen Bethesda. I didn't even see any Bethesda games.
Hopefully we'll see some sort of URL get trademarked or something like that.
And it not be like some douchebag.
So they're not kind of they're keeping it under wraps, but they're kind of leaking a bit of information.
But that's really been happening, hasn't it, with the script and stuff that's been leaked, and they put out a job thing for someone to do something in Boston or something like that.
I'll do it.
You're good. Get on this.
Yep.
My biggest disappointment was the lack of a Last Guardian reveal, which is a game that's been developed for over 8 years.
A while,
Over 8 years. Missed the PS3 cycle. I thought this was the year. right before the thing started. But
they've kind of reaffirmed that it still is. It's still happening.
In development.
Yeah.
Even Shuhei said yesterday it was still in development. We just had to wait. But like after everything that happened, a couple of days before it, they said The Last Guardian's IGN did a story saying The Last Guardian is.
The only thing Bethesda did was The Evil Within.
Oh yeah.
And some other game that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. The Evil Within was the only thing Bethesda came out. It was
good though. Exactly.
But it's not Fallout 4.
True. No. True.
Get on board with our disappointment, Toby. Come
I'm
on.
I'm not disappointed because there's so much more to look forward to at the moment. So.
No.
Last Guardian, though. IGN put out a story. Apparently a source in Sony Russia or something said that it's been cancelled 2 days before the conference.
Right.
And they did a big story about it. And Scott Rode, who's pretty high up in the PlayStation development, I don't know what he does. I can't remember. He came out and said it's not true. The game's still there. It's in development. So I thought this would be the year. This would be it. They would come out, they'd be like, oh, and one last thing, here's a trailer for Last Guardian, but it was Uncharted, but who cares, it's Uncharted, so so I thought this was the year, but we might see it again.
I'm gonna have to watch all the conferences tonight.
Yeah,
you will.
Also, I'm really excited for Destiny as well.
Peter Dinklage, man.
Not only Peter Dinklage, so cool. Bill Nighy was the first voice in that trailer, and then Peter Dinklage came in as a character in the game. He plays Ghost. He plays this little robot thing that comes and finds you.
There's a half an hour gameplay from PlayStation Access about it.
Cool.
And he narrates, and I was like, cool, so cool.
Yeah.
I was watching it,
and I was like, who is that voice? I know it, and I got Bill Nighy straight away, but with Peter Dinklage, I was like, who is that? And then I was like thinking about it, and I replayed it, and I was like, oh, it's Dinklage.
Yeah.
There you go, well done.
So he's probably, he's on the trifecta now, he's on a TV show, he's on a movie with X-Men, and he's on the game, Destiny, so it's going to be good. The best unexpected reveal. I guess yours would be Dead Island, right?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting, I really didn't have any idea it was coming.
The trailer during Sony's press conference. I was like, this is a really cool trailer. Yeah, yeah. Who makes cool trailers?
Yeah.
Dead Island. And it said at the end, I was like, nice. Because like the game, it wasn't super successful.
Mm.
Like the people who played it liked
it. It's very much cult.
Yeah, it has a cult following. Yeah. Really. I didn't think it would get a sequel, but it's cool that it is.
I'm so happy that there's a sequel. I didn't even expect it. I thought after Riptide and they were kind of closing up last gen kind of stuff, I was like, it's going to be a few more years. They'll go off with other projects, but I'm super excited.
With Dying Light, right? Yeah. You thought that was their evolution.
I thought that was their thing. Like, they're just going to go off into that now, and it's not going to... Which was fine, but yeah, I really have a great love for Dead Island.
So now you get Dying Light and Dead Island.
I know. Much zombies. So good.
Yeah, I guess The Legend of Zelda would be my surprise thing, because I didn't know... I thought they were going to go Hyrule Warriors...
Okay.
So I didn't know that there was going to be another Legend of Zelda.
Yeah. My best unexpected was already talked about, which is Little Big Planet 3.
Yeah.
I tweeted before, I was like, if Little Big Planet 3 is revealed today, I'm going to lose my shit.
And did you?
I lost my freaking shit, man. Right. I really did. My face like lit up because it was just so random how it happened. Anyway, best trailer.
Dead Island. Yep. I feel like I'm just repeating myself. Dead Island, no Fallout. Yeah, that one had
a really good trailer.
Yeah.
I liked the... Well, it wasn't really a trailer, but Unity, they did that little gameplay reveal where it was like one guy standing on a stage, and there was two guys standing on the stage, and then three guys standing on the stage. I'm saying it like it's a four-part harmony.
Nice.
And thank you. And yeah, I really liked that. I really liked that reveal, even though it wasn't technically a trailer. But Dead Island, they killed the trailers. No pun intended. They always do fantastic. Actually, pun intended.
Fantastic ones, like the girl falling out of the glass.
Yeah, that backwards one.
That was amazing.
Yeah. And then this one was completely different from that.
It was very funny.
Yeah. When the guy like turned into the zombie and his fucking toupee came off, excuse my language, his toupees like peeled off as he was decaying. That was really funny.
And then the guy's like, cool shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait.
My best trailer was a game that comes out next month. The Last of Us. Remastered.
Yeah.
Don't watch the trailer. Do not watch the trailer.
Why?
It's about spoilers. It literally says at the start of the trailer, This trailer contains spoilers.
Okay.
And every single part of that trailer is spoilers.
Right.
Like, really big spoilers.
Okay.
Even the first part of the trailer, like, the first image is one of the big spoilers.
Okay.
Well, I'll be definitely purchasing that so I can play on the PS4. Because I'm still up to the bloody university, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your thing's still glitching.
Because it's still glitching. It's like 2D man, like, me across the thing. Oh,
so it came out with a cover of... Atsy did a cover of, I can't remember what the song is. It's a Nirvana song, anyway. It fit the thing so perfectly. It was so exciting because they showed gameplay footage, like, of the trailers, the actual gameplay and cutscenes, and comes out on the 29th of July, which is 11 days after my birthday. So I was like, thank you, Sony. but yeah, I'm very excited. I thought that was the best trailer. There's a lot of really good trailers, though. Even the Magicka 2 trailer, I'm not excited for Magicka, but they stupid. Yeah, it was so stupid and funny, like, there was a wizard about trying to be accepted, and he had a staff, and he had a cat, and everyone's like, oh, how cute's the cat? And he picks up the staff, and it, like, goes off and blows up the cat. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one more question.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because you're going to say it's absolutely... Is E3 still a relevant thing?
Absolutely.
Due to the fact that we had a lot of game announcements last week, too.
Mm.
Like, Homefront got announced, Crytek announced a new game, etc., etc. Do you think it would be better if we just had a filter of trailers every year?
I like the idea of people coming together
and celebrating
the industry. And
it's a great place for people to, like, experience the culture.
Networking, making connections and stuff. Yeah. Like, our very own Tazpants today met
Chilling
Felicia Day. Caught her on the fly and got a photo with her, one of her heroes.
Yeah.
Someone she describes as being an inspiration to her own journey into the gaming industry and web, web development industry. What's it called?
Whatever it is.
Webisodes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of her big heroes she got to meet today. So,
Even Conan was at
E3. Everyone was at E3. I saw Conan. Yeah. Mauled with Conan.
Yeah. So E3 is a huge thing. It's
massive.
Of gaming and...
And it's something for everyone to look forward to.
It'd be like saying, like,
year.
Oh, because comics come out every week and every month, we don't need Comic-Con. You're an idiot. No. It's just fans coming together and companies being able to show off. And
especially it grabs attention. Like, if you just release a trailer, then there's, it might take a while to filter through all the things. But if there's a specific time and place where everyone's just watching and then you show something, you have so much more.
That's why E3 is still relevant.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. I'm not saying that it isn't.
It helps
everyone.
There was
talk before that, would we prefer to see just trailers come out or...
No, E3. Because then there's a specific place for where, if you want to know what new games you might be able to look forward to, you don't have to search through pages and pages of web and, try and find something. It's all in one place with someone from the company saying this is what's happening.
If E3
didn't exist, I think the companies would still try and build up hype by doing events for
their
self.
So they did that, like PlayStation did that last year with the PS4 reveal, and Xbox did that with their Xbox One reveal.
So if that was happening every month, you were having to go to another event and it would just get tedious and stuff. But this, it's all kind of, on the thing.
Yeah, it's the big
it's
three,
like a
right?
Huge party, yeah.
It's the big three. You've got E3 in June, and then you've got Gamescom in somewhere around August or October, and then you've got TGS, which is Tokyo Game Show, which is not as big, but Gamescom is nearly as
That's,
big.
That's, No, never mind.
Yeah. Gamescom's in Europe, Germany, if I remember rightly. It's actually where I expect Media Molecule and Guerrilla Games to show their new Sony games.
Maybe Fallout 4 will be announced there.
Is Bethesda is an American, is it? Is it European?
Bethesda... No, it's based in San Francisco.
Okay, so it's American.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
So that's where you're going to work.
Yeah, I was like, if I ever go, I'm going to go to San Francisco.
Yep.
San Fran. Okay, let's move on to Minutes of Judgment. What have you been watching? What do you want to judge?
The only thing I can judge is bloody Game of Thrones, and all I can say for that was it was great, and I like mammoths, so done.
Yes, you do.
I watched Maleficent last week.
Oh, and I'm so glad that Samwise Gamgee's alright.
Yeah, Tully. Yeah, when he was like, "I promise I'll live. I promise I'll be okay." It's like, he's gonna die.
Yeah.
He's so gonna die.
This is such a Game of Thrones thing to do.
Yeah. Promise me you won't die. I promise you I won't die. I'm dead. Oh, yeah. But yeah, he's okay, so it's good. Yeah. Spoilers.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. Oh my god. I didn't say anything. All I said was, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
Jon Snare.
Jon Snare.
Yeah, I had to slip that one in, didn't you? Yeah, I watched Maleficent and it was really good. It was a really good take on the original fairy tale. It didn't completely flip it on its head, but it really did change it to...
For the better?
Yeah, for the better.
Okay.
And gave the characters a bit more depth.
Well, I guess like the story is mostly about Sleeping Beauty, where this story was just about Maleficent.
Yeah, it was about Maleficent's journey.
Evil.
Yeah, and that was really well done.
Yeah.
And she looked amazing.
So it's not a retelling, it's just an extension
yeah,
to the
Jolie.
Story.
How was Ellie Elle Fanning?
Yeah, she was
alright. She
pisses
me off. I don't like her. She's annoying.
She was described in the movie as like, she was charmed when she was at her christening by the fairies to be the most beautiful girl in the world. She wasn't the most beautiful girl in the world.
She pissed me off,
but
I can't stand it.
It's no, she wasn't bad, but it was definitely
was
Angelina
she in the,
Jolie's movie.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe movies.
She in those?
No.
She
wasn't
reminds
the
me of the girl in that.
Oh, the main chick in that?
No. The young sister.
Oh, the.
Yeah,
she reminds me of that girl, and that girl pissed me off too.
All right, it was very. it was very Narnia-esque in the tone of it.
Yeah, because she's kind of like so naive, it's annoying. Oh, God.
But no, yeah, I really enjoyed the Narnia movies. Actually, I really enjoyed all three.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, but yeah, I really enjoyed all three Narnia movies. And this had very much the same tone, the same kind of visual style. And yeah, it was really good. It was definitely Angelina Jolie's movie. She was amazing.
Yep.
Just everything she did with her body, it was so controlled and so amazing. And oh, here's a bit of trivia for you.
Do you reckon kids would freak out when they watch it?
There was a scene in the movie where a young girl had to, like what's her name? Aurora?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young Aurora had to see Maleficent hiding like behind a tree kind of thing, like when she's a little toddler girl, and like she had to run up to her and hug her, and they couldn't find a child actor who wasn't scared so much by Angelina Jolie in this costume that they would like cry and run away.
Yeah.
They had to use Angelina Jolie's actual daughter to play the character because she was
this?
The only one who
wasn't scared
of mummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you didn't tell me this.
I might have told you, I don't know. I might have slipped it.
I heard this.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So to answer your question,
No,
I don't think they would be scared of her because
I guess she would have to coax them and be like, even though mummy looks scary, it's still mummy.
Well,
like,
yeah, I think they would like train her, I guess.
They'd
not to make
kind
it sound
of
like an animal.
Just go in there and be like, it's
well,
hard.
Yeah, just, like they'd be at home and they'd put the horns on her or something and be like, hey, look what I've got.
Yeah.
It's funny. I'm in a funny costume.
Yeah.
But
I guess they'd have to explain that, you know, mummy's just pretending.
Yeah.
She's not really scary.
She's not being mean to the child.
Yeah, she's just
in the scene.
At her.
She's just standing.
But she looks
quite scary. But she
in
really
bushes.
Does.
She only in bushes.
But, and also the South African actor from District 9 and Elysium, he's in it as the king.
Is he South African?
No, he's Scottish.
Oh.
And he does the worst Scottish accent. Oh my god, a South African guy doing a Scottish accent is the worst accent. And when he gets angry, it gets worse and worse.
Oh, I reckon they should have kept in South African. That would have been
So have a South African kingdom. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was really bad.
A kingdom just outside of Johannesburg, South Africa.
It's still really bad.
All right,
Anyway,
so yeah, so terrible Scottish accent, but it was really good. He was really good. Angelina Jolie was the best, and the world was amazing. Yeah,
cool.
It was nice.
But it was your judgment.
I would give it 3 out of 5 stars.
3 out of 5 creepers.
Sure.
Going to creepy scary.
I'm going to give like a one sentence review to both of these movies.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Fault in Our Stars.
Mm-hmm.
A really good interpretation of a great book.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10.
Wow.
Wow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Take some tissues.
Yeah, if you want. If you're
that's
getting
the
affected by that.
Tom Cruise movie, right?
Yeah.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Where he's running. Where he's karate chopping the air.
That looks so stupid when he's doing that.
Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise's best sci-fi movie for a long time. Mm-hmm. Emily Blunt was really good.
Yeah.
And a really cool premise. 8.5 out of 10.
You know, wow. She's married to John Krasinski, a.k.a.
Who? Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Actually, I did know this.
Yeah.
I forgot about
John Krasinski.
You're saying names at me.
No, what's his name? Jim from The Office.
I've been watching The Office.
Yeah, she's married to him.
Who's, that's awesome. Who is he married to?
Emily Blunt, who's in Edge of Tomorrow. What else has she been in?
I don't remember.
That's tough.
Other stuff.
But yeah, she's a British actress.
Okay, great.
Wasn't she in a movie with...
let me just use the Google.
She was in a movie with... What's his name? That was married to Katy Perry.
Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Russell
Brand. Wasn't she in a movie with him?
I don't know. I don't remember Emily Blunt. I thought it was Emily Browning for a while. Then I went into the movie. I was like, it's not Emily Browning.
No. Definitely not. She wouldn't be able to pull that off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very hardened. She's very hardened in the movie. It's good.
So this movie is basically a
Looper, the alien Devil attack, Carter.
Groundhog Day.
The Adjustment Bureau. She's in that.
Yeah, she's in that. Okay. Yeah. So it's Groundhog Day with aliens and mech.
Oh, I heard armor about that.
So it's like Titanfall with respawning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's really cool that it's respawning.
It's really a good idea, and I thought it would get repetitive because I've seen a movie like this before, I feel. And it got really repetitive every time the person died. And it's like, back to the start again. But this one, like, it was really, kept the pace.
Mm-hmm.
So he would die and it would go straight back to that scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really good. Really funny. Cool. It was really funny too, which was nice. Nice change for the Cruisinator.
Because usually he has his sense of humor switched off. Yeah,
he's a hard war vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I did write Penny Dreadful here, but I don't need to talk about that because I don't want to.
Okay.
It's Penny Dreadful. But that's it.
That's it lives up to the name.
Well, that's so weird. Like, they call it Penny Dreadful, and there's like
3:30.
A couple of
2:30. Oh wow.
There's a couple of.
We want to miss traffic. Sorry,
yeah. Traffic's gonna. Yeah.
There's a little bit of instances where they just mention the name Penny Dreadful, and I don't know if it's a town or not or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the drop.
No, it's about. It's about the currency of the time. They're trying to introduce the penny and nobody likes it. They think it's all just a terrible idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
It is a terrible idea.
Mm. Yeah, why do you need a penny?
Absolutely right.
You know, there's nothing we can buy for 1 cent, you know.
Let's talk about the drop.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What are we looking forward to this week? I'm excited for UFC, which comes out next one. Next week. It's great. I played the demo and it's a lot of fun.
Ew.
Lots of knockouts. No movies especially that are coming out for me. And I'm also looking forward to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which is 1 hour, 6 minutes long.
Nice.
And the new episode of Penny Dreadful.
Wait, is the next episode the last episode of the season?
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
So that means it's an hour and a half on TV.
Yeah.
Like with ads, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Fantastic. Anything else? Not really. I'm just excited for my exams to be over. That's the most exciting thing that's in my life at the moment.
Yeah, I'm excited to finish Cougar Town, I guess.
You got the what are they called? Plugs,
yeah. Should we talk about our Twitters and whatnot? You can find me on
You can find me on the Grain at the Grain.
No. And you can find me at Lemuria Calling, but I'm gonna change it. Because that's a silly name.
Let's change our names.
Lemuria Called.
Yeah.
Lemuria Called.
Yeah. I'm not calling anymore. I did call and you didn't pick up.
So we're changing names. You can find me at Lemuria Calling, LEMURIA Calling. And what are you, Andy?
I'm at the Grange Zone / the Grange Zone equals the Grange Zone
minus the Grange Zone divided the Grange by the Grange Zone.
So it's all the Grange Zone.
All the Grange Zones.
I am at Neon Wanderer, zone. Second E's of 3. You can find us on Twitter at GeekMythologyPC, on YouTube at youtube.com/GeekMythologyPC, and our website is geek-mythology.net.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
This has been the Geek Mythology Podcast, episode 17.
What's the title of this episode? We don't
E3.
And then, are we going to do an E3 wrap up? No, this was the E3 wrap up.
We just talked it to death. It's done now.
But next week we should have something from Tara about the experience of being at E3.
Yeah.
So look forward to that next week.
She told me
she was going to work something out and send us something that we did.
We will see.
We'll see what happens.
She might be with Felicia Day now. So we'll
yeah, she might be in back. Love with Felicia Day, running away, eloping with Felicia Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, until next time, enjoy all the announcements for E3.
Yeah.
Long live Little Big Planet Sackboy.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.